From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says real progress has been made in negotiations with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's top deputy in New York about the potential summit between Kim and President Donald Trump. The secretary also sought to reassure allies like Japan and South Korea that the U.S. would not act unilaterally.
The conditions are putting President Trump and Chairman Kim Jong-un in a place where we think there can be real progress made by the two of them meeting. It does no good if we're in a place where we don't think there's real opportunity to place them together. We've made real progress towards that in the last 72 hours.
Pompeo said that Kim Jong-chul, the highest-ranking North Korean official to visit the United States in 18 years, is planning to travel to Washington Friday to deliver a personal letter from Kim to President Trump. Trump sent a letter last week to the North Korean leader calling off the June 12th summit, and he blamed what he called tremendous anger and open hostility shown in a statement from Pyongyang. The U.S. president reversed his stance following a subsequent quick and conciliatory statement from North Korea. Canada's prime minister says steel and aluminum tariffs the U.S. is imposing on his country at midnight are unacceptable. The Trump administration announced the new tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. Justin Trudeau said that he will protect his nation's economy and its citizens.
We will do things to stand together and stand up for our interests right across the country. That's what they expect of this government, but that's also what we expect of each other.
Canada, along with the EU and Mexico, had been granted temporary reprieve from the tariffs after Trump levied the or announced the levies in March. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Myanmar.